Hey y'all, welcome back to Phone and a Friend. We do not have a topic for this episode. This is just going to be one of those freestyle feel-good episodes where Char and I are just talking about the different things that we're going through and what God is walking us through in our individual lives at this time. So without further ado, I'm going to pass it to Char for the quick cue.
Hey everybody, like Ayana said, this is just a real relaxed episode. Use it how you please. We encourage you to either meditate on it or just use it to get some laughs in, you know? So the quick cue for today is going to be a real simple one. The question is, what is something the Lord has brought you through or is bringing you through right now? Something you've been just victorious in. We love to know. Don't forget to let us know via our Instagram, Facebook, and y'all know those other social media platforms. What's something you've been going through, sis, or something you've been victorious in, right? This is a feel-good episode. Let's hear about some victory.
Something that I have been victorious in. I mean, I am currently being victorious in my fear for this podcast. I called Char earlier this week. And if you don't know, we pre-record our episodes. So it's January 24th. You're probably going to hear this episode in February or March. But you all know our launch date was February 2nd. And so as this launch date approaches, y'all, the cold feet are on another level. You know, all the development and everything has been so much fun. The episodes we've recorded prior to this have been so much fun. And I've listened to them and felt really great about them. And now that it's dawning on me that people are going to hear this, it's just a whole lot of second guessing. A whole lot of wondering if I have a place to speak on some of the things that we've spoken about thus far. And just feeling like, do I have a voice for this? You know, do I have a place to speak on certain things? So continuing to push through with it, not trying to like delay the release of the podcast or anything like that. And continuing to record in a natural and relaxed manner like I am now is victory for me. Continuing to do it, even though I'm beginning to be more nervous than I was when we recorded the past few episodes, it's been pretty good, and it's because I gave it to God. Mm-hmm. I typically stew in my nervousness and just let it spin me out of control. Mm-hmm. But the moment I started to feel it, I prayed and I gave it to God, and He took me to the two books of Timothy. And if y'all have been through 1st and 2nd Timothy, then y'all know those two books are books full of encouragement on preaching and speaking and teaching. There are letters from Paul to Timothy encouraging him to preach and to teach. It's exactly what I needed in the moment, and God gave it to me right there in that moment as I was praying. So that's been helping me to walk in victory. So it's a current walk for me.
No, yeah, that's really great. The cold feet, I can definitely agree with, has been real. And I'm going to come back to that because it kind of relates to the answer I'm about to give. But one thing I've been triumphant in has been getting over my postpartum depression. Listen, trust me, it's going to get real happy real soon, y'all. You know, anytime you drop that, the depression word, it's a heavy topic. You know, it conjures up a lot of feelings for different people. But I can say I have been extremely victorious in getting over it. And God's really been helping me to just take care of myself, you know? Mm-hmm. Yesterday was the first day. If for those of you who don't know, I'm a writer by trade, I think that's safe to say, right? But also, too, it's my actual blessing. Like, I really feel like the Lord has bestowed that upon me. It's just to be a writer. So I was extremely upset when my mind was just so just clouded and flustered, and I wasn't able to write the way I used to, the way I love to. And it really, really weighed on me heavily. But anyway, yesterday was the first day that I actually, I don't know, my mind was just so clear, and I feel like I was able to get all these thoughts and feelings about everything that I've been going through for the past year, 2 years during this pandemic, just off my chest. And I just started writing, and actually came up with some good work that I might maybe in the near future publish. It needs some editing, but it was really good stuff. So I was just really happy about that. But I will say that feeling of sadness did begin to creep up on me again. And this time, instead of kind of just staying put within it, I really made a decision to get myself out of it. I worshipped, specifically, I worshipped to Hillsong, their song called Ocean. It's a great worship song. It's an amazing worship song, y'all.
I've been listening to that song for weeks, but go ahead.
It's an amazing worship song. I literally listened to it on repeat until I no longer felt it. Like, I just kept listening to it. I kept crying. It took me about maybe like 45 minutes until I'm like, wait, let me cry again. And then I felt better. Like, seriously, it was weird. The turnaround was instantly. But anyway, coming back to the cold feet I had for the podcast, when I was going through the depression I was having after I had my son heavily, I wasn't sure that I even wanted to do this podcast anymore. And, you know, I was talking to my fiance and I'm like, you know, hon, I don't think I want to do this anymore. I don't think I have the heart for it. And honestly, girl, I'm like, I don't have the heart to tell Ayana, because we've been working on this for almost a year and a half. And I know how much she cares about it and how passionate she is about it. And I don't have the heart to do that to her. So I'm just going to go with it. But the thing about it is, one, the Lord has blessed me with an amazing, amazing, not only host, y'all, but an amazing friend and sister. Let me tell you how encouraging Ayana is. She would just call and, like, we talk about podcast stuff, yeah, but she drop like little nuggets that would just like move me. And I sometimes I'd say something, but other times I would just listen. And I'm just like, I'd get off the phone with her and I'm like, that made me feel something. And maybe, you know, like, it made me feel a certain way. And it went on and on and on like that until I was able to get myself back to a comfortable place spiritually, emotionally, mentally, even physically, man. Like, y'all, if y'all have kids, you know how hard it is to take care of yourself with a newborn baby, with a young baby, or with kids in general. So I've been just getting back into the habit of taking care of myself. I know I'm rambling, but I've got to get this off my chest. This is what this episode is all about, y'all. So that's something that I've really overcome, and I'm still overcoming it. So pray for me, y'all.
Oh my gosh, wait. Wait, I don't even know what to touch on, because it was like I wanted to touch on one thing and then you said something else and I was like, all right, I gotta touch on that too. And then just give me a second to collect my thoughts. You know, I had a feeling, and I didn't want to like come out and ask, because if it turned out that that wasn't how you were feeling, I didn't want you to start feeling that way because I said it. But, you know, I knew you had a lot on your plate. I knew you were becoming a new mom and everything. And it was like, of course, we've got this amazing idea for the podcast. And, you know, we've started putting things in the work. We've started getting our brand together and whatnot. And for a really long time, it was on my heart, and I didn't reach out because of that reason. I didn't want you to like think, oh man, maybe I should wait, if that wasn't how you were feeling. Mm-hmm. But I wanted to ask, you know, is this something you're still up for? You know, I wanted to ask
if you're still able, I guess, to do this.
No, I mean, but not so much able, because, yeah, first of all, y'all, I knew she was able. I lived with her in college, and me and our other roommate, Bree, I've seen us get winded with college and be like, you know what, I'm gonna just go ahead and skip this class. You know what, I'm just not gonna do this work. Char would, I don't think I, did you ever miss a class? I don't think she missed a class. This girl would be up no matter how late it took completing an assignment. She was the one person who could tell herself, you know what? I'm going to go to sleep and wake up at 6 a.m. and finish this paper and actually do it. If I told myself that, I'd wake up in time for class or later, paper incomplete, and have to come up with an excuse on my way to class. So here's the thing. I knew she could do it. It was a matter of whether she still had, I guess, the vigor for it, for lack of a better word. Like, if she still had a passion for it, you know? So I wanted to ask that. But again, if she wasn't feeling that way and if she was still completely excited about it, I didn't want to say it and then accidentally plant a seed and make her think, maybe, you know?
Long gone are those days. Because, sis, let me tell you, I try to do that now. Forget it. Forget it. I have to beat myself with a stick to get out of bed just to get to work on time. And y'all, I work remotely. It's tragic. But you know what, though? I'm glad you didn't ask me at that time, because where my mind was at that time, I don't know what my response would have been. Like, my mind was somewhere else. I don't know what my response would have been. My response might have been the wrong response. Because honestly, it turns out that I really need this podcast. Like, this podcast is doing something for me spiritually, but also mentally. Just being able to come on here and kind of, one, hang out with my friend, but also talk authentically about my spiritual struggles and battles. But also, it's about life, too. Mm-hmm. I feel comfortable doing that on here. And sometimes I don't necessarily feel comfortable saying it explicitly when I'm not on here. And it's not that I don't have people to talk to, because I do. I have a lot of people that I can talk to. But sometimes your mind gets to a place where it kind of plays games on you and you feel like you don't have anyone to talk to. And it's simply not true. Well, I'm not even going to say your mind plays tricks on you. The enemy plays tricks on you and will keep you in that place, making you think that you have no one to turn to. And it's simply not true. So thank you for being intentional about your question and being intentional with the way you were talking to me and the way you were reaching out. I really, really appreciate that.
No problem. No, but yeah. And you know what? I'm glad you said that it's not necessarily your mind playing tricks on you. It's the enemy playing tricks on you, because that reminded me of like a specific moment I had where I was almost about to ask you, and it was almost like a moment of discernment. Like, no, don't ask that. Because it could possibly be throwing a monkey wrench in something that's meant to help both of you. You being me and you. But
no, yeah, I hear you.
Yeah, it was just... And then, you know what's crazy? I even had a dream of... It's one of those vague things where it's like you don't remember if it was a dream or a daydream or what. I kept having these moments of like, and I really do believe it was the enemy trying to get me to ask you that question. I think because he knew that your response would have possibly been no, I don't want to do it, or no, let's put it off. But I kept having these like moments of us like bickering over podcast stuff. Or like, yeah. Wow. Or like, it was like me showing you stuff or you being like, nope, don't like that, don't like that. Don't like that. Don't like that. And I'm just like, where is this coming from? And then it was just like, yeah, maybe you should see if she wants to do this or not. Because, and I just know it was the enemy, because it's not something that I myself would think. And it was just like, yeah, you know, maybe you should ask her. Maybe this is something you should just keep, or like, and I'm like, that is so the enemy. And it was a moment of discernment where it was like, don't ask her.
And you know what? That's crazy. Because I actually had a moment like that where I was annoyed with you. So Yeah, I know. I had to catch myself. I'm like, what? Am I really feeling this way? Are you really trying to be that much of a control freak right now? Like, you're going through or you're doing too much right now. And Ayana is trying to help and, you know, take the ropes on this project. So why are you acting like that? So it was, now, mind you, I was still, now I'm not making an excuse for it. I did feel this way. This is me, how I felt, but I'll explain it. So, look, she's about to get mad, y'all.
I just want to hear it.
She's going to tell me off afterwards. We were trying to decide when to post on the Instagram. And I'm like, you know what? I'll do it. And I kept saying, I'll do it. I'll do it. I'll do it. And I hadn't done it when it came to a certain point. And I looked and you had did it. And I'm like, why would she do it when I told her I was already going to do it? So I don't know why, but some part of me really was annoyed about that. And I think I even sent you a little snippy message. Like, you asked, oh, did you see the post? I just posted it since I got done with church. And I said, yeah, I saw it, but next time I would like to do it. Mm-hmm. And it was really catty. Mm-hmm. And
Listen, y'all. I told her before I posted it that I was going to post it. I told her beforehand.
That's not
a whole heads up.
That's not the point. I wanted to do it. But then I was really like mad about it. And I really had to catch myself. I'm like, Charlize, sit yourself down. Are you really mad about this? Like, you know how determined Ayana is and you know how passionate she is about this podcast. So just imagine if you were working on a project that you were really serious about and you had like the zeal and desire to have things run smoothly. Imagine how you would feel if somebody held you up. And I was just thinking, I really had to catch myself. So I actually went and prayed about how I was feeling. And I'm like, God, why do I feel this way? Is this another like attack of the enemy? Like me trying to like start something? You know what I mean? Just to get out of this because I'm feeling a certain way. So I really had to pray about that. And I came to the conclusion that it actually was an attack from the enemy. Like, because there was no real reason for me to feel that way. You know, it's not like you did anything underhanded or sly to me. You know what I mean? It's not like you did anything wrong. I was trying to start something. And man, I'm like, whoa, I was really mad at myself afterwards. I'm like, I can't believe I felt that way towards my sister. Not that I felt like anything going bad towards you, but I'm like, I was mad. I'm like, no, because I wanted to do it. Like, what is she doing? She's doing too much now.
You know what's crazy? Do you remember I don't remember which episode it was. If y'all listened to all the episodes up until this point, y'all tell me, because I don't remember. But do you remember the episode where I was talking about a moment where I was being prideful and I was just reading the Bible, minding the good business that the Lord gave me. And he had the nerve to randomly hit me with a moment of like showing me my pride and showing me where I had done the same thing before. Mm. That was about the podcast. I didn't say it in the episode because I was like, I don't know. But I gave a very vague description of that moment. Mm-hmm. But it was kind of along the same lines of like the posting schedule, right? Mm-hmm. And like you, I had gone and I had prayed about it because I was like, even though like you said, you saw my side of it, I also saw your side of it too, where I was so concerned about getting things done on a certain timetable and trying to like, I was trying to get it posted within the Instagram algorithm so that people could see it, right? And in that moment of prayer, I also had to release my desire for, you know, when you do a project, you have a desire for engagement, but you also have to sit back and acknowledge the fact that God is over promotion. He's going to have this podcast be as successful as he's going to have it be. No matter what time our Instagram posts go up, mm-hmm. No matter, you know, so I was having that moment and I had prayed about it. And then the next day I was just reading my word, it was off my mind completely. That's why I said he just really came out of nowhere with this, because I was reading something completely unrelated. And he randomly reminded me of a time that I slacked off with the social media posting at work. And my boss had to tell me. And a moment where my boss saw an importance to the posting schedule and I didn't. And in this situation, the table had been flipped on me. And he just randomly showed it to me. What, y'all, listen, what I was reading had nothing to do with pride. It had nothing to do with none of that. He just randomly hit me with it. I'm still mad about that. I'm not mad, but I'm still a little salty about it. Like, you didn't, there was no, but anywho. But that moment, he showed me where I can calm down a little bit too on my end. You know, things don't have to be as strict and as, not strict, but things don't have to be done exactly at a certain time, exactly a certain way, exactly in, you know.
They don't have to be ritualistic. Wink, wink, last episode. Anyway.
Whatever. Whatever.
No, and I can understand that. And I guess, too, I was thinking, I'm like, well, I'm the one who told her about the times things go viral. She's only following this time slot because I told her about. So, y'all, because I deal with social media a lot for work, and there's a time slot when things tend to go viral, right? And she got all crazy about that time slot. But anyway.
Y'all, because I've seen, you know, you ever post something at like 9, 10 o'clock and it just doesn't get seen. And then the next morning, then a bunch of likes start coming through. It's the algorithm. And I didn't know that until she showed me. So I'm like, yo, we could capitalize off of this. But God humbled me. And he was like, I'm over promotion. So relax a little bit. And I'm relaxing.
It's always fun when God convicts you. I'm being sarcastic.
Because I was about to say, it's more fun when he convicts other people. I like to witness it, but.
You be feeling real salty, but you can't really do nothing but just sit there like, okay. I heard you. See, I'm gonna let you have that one and all the other ones after it because you're God.
Just know I ain't okay with it. Way to go from there.
You can only go up. The sky's the limit. Or it could go the opposite way. It could go downhill really quickly. I wish you had, like, a live chat or something.
I know, right? At some point, we should do a live. Was that what you was about to say?
No, I really was. That and one other thing. I think we should do, like, a playlist of the month or something. Like, what are we listening to? Like, worship songs and stuff? Because I got a playlist.
Yeah, no, I think that would be pretty cool. My worship playlist is getting kind of stale. I need some new things to throw in the rotation.
Yeah. Yeah, or even if a playlist is like too much, then like, hey, you know, what's been that one worship song like you've been blasting all month?
Yeah. It's so crazy that you mentioned Oceans, because I've been listening to that song, especially in the morning, right, when I wake up. That's been like one of my go-tos recently, like every morning. I think my neighbors are sick of hearing me say Spirit Lead Me when my trust is without borders. Because, you know, that part of the song repeats over and over and over again.
But it's that powerful amazing part. Oh, God.
Yes, that's the best part. That's the best part. I know my neighbors are sick of hearing them same words every morning, but.
That's the part that makes you cry every time. It's just like,
Listen, we told y'all, this is a freestyle episode. We're really just, we're really just talking here.
But yeah, y'all, God wants us to be victorious. You know, we understand that this Christian walk can be hard work. It is hard work, actually. And there are a lot of times that we go through things. But God wants us to be happy. He wants us to enjoy this life we live, right? So every season, we're going to just do an episode like this that's just to make you feel good, you know? But it's not only for you all, it's for us too. It's so liberating and just so gratifying for us to come here and laugh with each other and chat it up. So I really hope you all enjoyed this. Please come back again. This was nice.
It was nice, though.
All right, y'all. Peace.